Okay, we are on the way bottom of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Just to remind us where we were, we had a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. What happens when you have someone give, their example was, a person named Yitzchak Reish Galusa, and he passed away, right? So he sent a message that Yitzchak Reish Galusa, who was the Bar Achsei, the Rav Bibi, that he had passed away, and he was going from one place to the other, and he died. And they sent a message that said, this person, Yitzchak Bar Reish Galusha, passed away in the following place. And the question was, do they have to be concerned that maybe there are two? Right, so when you're going to have testimony, which is going to go ahead and again allow his wife to get remarried because they've testified that he died, do you have to be concerned? Well, maybe there's two different people with the same name. So the Gemara wanted to know. Basically, Abaye says yes, we are worried, and Rava said no, we're not worried. And each one kind of gave their own proof why they hold their opinion. So if you go three lines from the bottom of the page, Rava gives his opinion why it is that he's not concerned. So Amar Rava mina minala. How do I know that we're not concerned for multiple people with multiple names? Dehanu trei shtari denafikiv mechuzah. There are two documents, two bills of a debt, basically two contracts, debt for a debt. And what happened? Uksiv behu chavi bar nanai v'nanai bar chavi. The one was had the name of the person named Chavi bar Nanai. One of the person named Nanai bar Chavi. Va'agbe behu Rabbi bar Avuah zuze, and Rabbi bar Avuah used that document to actually claim the money on the document from somebody else. In the place of, in Mechuzah, Chavi Bar Nanai was like, Josh Schwartz or whatever. It was like a very common name, and lots of people had such a name. So, same thing as, Nanai Bar Chavi. So, they were very usual names, and nevertheless, they went ahead and Rabbi Bar Avuah didn't make them check, which one it is, and, is it that one, or this one, or the other one. And they went ahead and they collected the money. So the fact that in that case they weren't worried and they collected money based on it, so Rav says, wow, so it must be that in general we're not concerned for two people with the same name. Fine. So Abaye says, Abaye, last word on the line, Abaye lamai nechushla. So Abaye is going to say, what's Abaye going to say to this? Because Abaye was the one who said chayshinan. So what's going on? So Abaye says lamai nechushla. No, that's not good proof. I'll tell you why the case of the Shtarchov, in that case, a document of a loan that someone owes somebody else money is not a good example. Why? Because what are you going to be concerned about? Elin Afila, right? What are you worried about? That Chazi Bananai or Chavi Bananai or Nanai Chavi, that what happened? It has his name on the thing. It says that he owes, some other person, $10,000, right? So what's the concern? That what? He dropped it. He dropped a shtarchov that says he owes $10,000 to somebody, and someone else, the same exact name, picked it up. Is that the concern? Even the feel of Mizhar Zahir Bey, that I'm not worried about. I'm not worried. People are, if someone has a document that says that they, that they owe somebody a lot of money, they're not gonna, or that someone owes them, let's say $10,000. They're not going to. I made up the number, but whatever the number is, right? They're going to be careful to hold on to them. Not going to give it to somebody else. If somebody else picks it up, then they're going to, they can claim all their money. So it's not just going to like fall on the floor somewhere. That's not going to happen. And by the way, besides that, it falls on the floor, and then who happens to pick it up? The guy with the same exact name. The likelihood of that is so minuscule that even we say chayshinan still has to be within a certain reasonable, reasonable percentage or possibility that something could happen. Fine. Either pikadon, right? Maybe you'll say, no, he gave the shtar to somebody to hold on to for him. You have to choose all the people in the city to hand over your shtar that shows you someone owes you money. You're not going to give it to the person with the same exact name as you, right? That's, you're just not going to do that. Right, so there's two guys in name Nani Bar Chavi. You're not going to give it to him. You'll give it to somebody else to hold on to it for you. And if you're going to tell me, my Amr is Dilma Musterle, and if you're going to tell me, well, maybe what happened was He didn't really give it to him. He just kind of handed it to him. And even if he handed it to him, it doesn't matter. You know, the guy isn't. I mean, maybe he really gave it to the guy. He gave the other person the same name, but it shouldn't count as a real mesira that he really gave it to him. That shouldn't count as a real kinyan that he gave it to him. That's not true because we know osios niknos b'mesira. The concept in Shas that osios letters can be acquired through mesira, through your act of handing over. Meaning, it is true that if he really did give the shtar to somebody else, and you know, let's say he sold him the rights to that loan, for example, that can work, right? And the fact that he has the shtar itself is a proof that he, you know, if he's the other Nani Bar Chavai, Chavi Bar Nanai, if he's the other one, the fact that he's holding it shows that he did make a kinyan. The likelihood of him being given the document but the kinyan didn't work also doesn't make any sense because we hold that osios niknos b'mesira. Fine. So the point is, what Abaye says back is, hey, you're correct. There is a scenario that Rava, you know, can show you where we're not concerned that maybe this is another person. That's because of all these, you know, technical reasons behind this specific case that we don't have that concern. That doesn't mean that in general, right, we're not concerned by a case of a get or something like that, that maybe there's someone else with the same name and that we should still be concerned. Fine. Ahu gita de eshtakeach besura. So there was a certain get that was given in surah, uksiv be'hachi, and it says the following: besura masa in the town of surah ana anan barchia naharda mi. And my name, the guy's name was Anan Barchia, and he's from Nahardai. Patris visarches plonis insisi. Right, the basically says that my wife, you know, I'm letting my wife go free. Meaning he wrote a get. He had a get written in his own name that he is freeing his wife from the marriage. Okay, so Badku Rabbanan, Misura va'ad Narda. They went from Sura to Narda. They're geographically far from each other, Sura and Narda. And they checked from one to the other. V'lo hava Anan Barchia Acharina. And there was no other person named Anan Barchia. Levar me Anan Barchia me Chagra dehava v'Nardai. So there was actually one other person named Anan Barchia. And that Anan Barchia was not from Narda, he was from Chagra, or Chigra. But he was in Narda. Okay? So basically, you had this get that was given with the name Anan Barchia from Narda, and there was one other person named Anan Barchia who was not from Narda, but he had been in Narda. V'asu sadi v'amar, and then two edim came and they testified. Dehahu yoma ki ich devahu gita Anan Barchia mi Chigra gabon hava. And he also had witnesses that said, yeah, on the day that this get was given, on July 31st, when that get was handed over, this second guy with the same name, he was with us. We had gone to, we were somewhere else, right? He was with us. He was not in Narda. He wasn't in Surah, right? Because the get was given in Surah. He was with us. He was us, presumably in Narda. So the point is, they did find, meaning they checked the whole, from Narda to Surah, and they did find one other person with the same name. And they have witnesses that he wasn't there. Okay? So the question is, what are you going to be, do you have a concern that maybe this get was given by this guy, right, rather than given by the woman's actual husband? And if that's true, if you have this concern that he gave the get and not the husband, obviously the woman can't get remarried, right? But you'd say, what is, we have witnesses. We have witnesses that he wasn't there, right? So that should sort of close the case and shouldn't be any concern that clearly the person who wrote the get must be her husband and not this second guy with the same name. So Amar Abaye, af lididi damina chashinan. Abaye says, look, even me, that I usually say chashina, that we're nervous, and maybe it's a different person, ha chalo chashinan. This now already fine. You know, I say we should be choshish, but in this case, I'm not worried. Why? Right? My Baba Sura. Right? We have witnesses that he was in the wrong place. Right? We have witnesses that he was in Narda and he wasn't in Sura. So I'm not concerned. And apparently, Narda and Sura are far enough away, right, that a person couldn't be in the same both places on the same day, right? If someone said you were in, Australia and then New York, so that's not possible, right? It's just not possible. We're there at the same time, the same day. Fine. So Abaye says, even though I'm usually worried, In this case, I'm not worried. Fine. So we're not just worried. I would say we can be confident that it was her husband who gave the get, in which case she could get remarried based on that get. Amar Rava. Rava says, no, afla didi, the lo chashinan. Even me, that I'm usually not concerned. Ha ha chashinan. Here I'm worried. Why is that? Dilma bagamla parcha azal. I'm nervous that what? Maybe he got on a camel that can fly. Okay? The Rashi says, and think that I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. Rashi says, Hacha Chayshinan. Just go back one other Rashi before that's the last wide line in Rashi's. Hacha Lo Chayshinan, right? Abaye says, look, I usually am worried. Here I'm not worried. Why? Da Ivtika Kona Arda. Right? Meaning, Abaye says, I'll tell you even better. In this case, we have someone with the same name, but we checked the whole town. Or they checked the whole area, and all we found was one person, and we have the witnesses about him. And it's better than having another not knowing. This is I know because I checked and I found one person, and he wasn't there, and I witnesses about it. Right, so that's what makes it even better. I rely on Lake Lamechash, and that person that we found, I don't have to talk about, have to be worried about him. To Amrei Sade, right? Because the Edim say that he doesn't have to that he wasn't there. He's not worried that maybe he died or something. I mean, it could be there's someone else. But the bottom line, he's not concerned. Right, but Rava said, right, I usually don't worry, but here, now in Rashi again, here I am worried. Why? Meaning, Rava's going to say, yeah, I know that usually I'm not worried. What's the chance of someone with the same name? Here there is someone with the same name, right? Oh, you have witnesses? Fine, we'll talk about the witnesses in a second. But the fact that I searched and I found someone with the same name, so that taka makes me worried, right? Oh, you're going to tell me, buddy, we have witnesses, he was in the other city? Yeah, but I'll tell you there's some way that he could have gotten there. So number one is maybe, gamla parcha, Rashi, holech maher ka'of pareach. Maybe he found a camel that runs really fast. Okay, that's not like a, parcha doesn't really mean flying, but it means like, you know, he runs really fast. Now back in the Gemara, inami bikfitza, or through, quote, jumping. What do you mean jumping? Rashi, ayde shem. I mean, no, now we're talking magic. Right? Maybe he came through, he used shem Hashem to give him a kvitzas, we call it kvitzas aderech, right? Then, when Yaakov Avinu is going from Beersheva to Lavan's house, so he has a kvitzas aderech, and he gets to the Beis HaMikdash, super fast, like some nace like that. Inami, milei masar. Or, I'll tell you another possibility. And this is less, this is definitely a possibility that what? He sent words, meaning he sent it, maybe he sent a shliach, right? Kid the Amr Lehu Rav Lesafre, like Rav gave instructions to Sofrim, to scribes, what did he say to them? Vechein Amr Lehu Rav Huna Lesafre, and Rav Huna also told scribes, what did he tell them? Ki isnechu b'shili, ksuvu b'shili. Afagav de mimsuran milei behini. Meaning, if you have and this happens to this day, right? If you're standing in Shili, and you're writing a get, you write that you're writing it in Shili, even though the person who sent you to write the get is standing in Hini, v'chi isnechu behini, and you're standing in Hini, ksuvu behini, right? You write the place where you are, right? When you write the get, afagav de mimsram mile b'shile, even though the person who sent you to write the get is standing in Shili, right? Meaning, the fact that this guy is standing in Narada, and the get was given in Surah, right, really could mean nothing. Because the get's can be written based on the place where the sofer is, right, not where the guy is. And therefore, it's not so unlikely that that this other person, who, again, still not likely, but it's possible that the guy with the same exact name really had the get written somewhere else, right, and had it sent, in which case it wouldn't be a real get, in which case this woman cannot get remarried. By the way, the assumption is that somehow this other guy with the same name is writing a get for this other person's wife. Like, why is he doing that? Right, so he's trying to ruin their marriage. He's trying to really mess them over somehow. They have to have an assumption. The other part of the chashash is that somehow somebody with the same exact name as this woman's husband is writing her a get somehow to mess up their life. But fine. That's part of the concern. Fine. Okay. But now, if you remember last week, how did this whole thing start? It started with a concern about the guy who who took sesame seeds from somebody. He left them with someone, and then he had to come pick them up. And he says, "Okay, where are my sesame seeds?" He goes, "No, they're gone. You picked them up already." He goes, "What do you mean? It's the same. I had 37.678 ounces of sesame seeds in that basket, and you have exactly that amount now." And he says, "What do you mean? No, those ones are mine. I got rid of yours already, right?" But the question was, are we choshesh that maybe he dumped them out, or maybe the same exact ones? So my havi alad the shum shemir. So what was the halacha when it came to the sesame seeds in the end? So Rav Yema Amar lo chashinan, Rav Yina Amar chashinan. So Rav Yema said, we're not choshesh that maybe the guy, dumped them out and had the same exact, but not worried about that. Rav Yina Amar chashinan. Rav Yina says, no, we are worried that maybe it's the same ones, and therefore. We are nervous that maybe the guy spilled them out, and then maybe he really still owes him the money. And the lach is that we do have the chashash. We're worried about it, and that closes our conversation about the sesame seeds. Okay, I'll put it up tomorrow.